ra ra ah, 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 Roma Roma ma ga ga ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Gaga, ooh la la, indeed. Lady Gaga there with a bad romance, telling me personally that she wants my love. Well, Lady Gaga, you've got my love, especially after your showing with Liza Minnelli at the Oscars. Much rather remember this year's Oscars for that than for the other event. But someone with a different take on the Oscars is a human rights lawyer, human rights activist, Executive Director of the African Human Rights Council, Melanie Nathan, who also has my love for very many reasons. Here's Melanie Nathan with the Philadelphia Report.
Good morning, Jonathan, and listeners all the way there in South Africa. This is Melanie Nathan with the Philadelphia Report. Last week this time, we'd woken up here in Philadelphia to an internet exploding with Oscar talk like never before. And I'm wondering if it was the same there in South Africa. Truly, in my entire life, I have never heard more people have an opinion on something. I probably do not even need to mention what that something was, because you probably already know. It's one of those somethings that goes without saying. Oscar 2022, Academy Awards, probably the most tense in the entire history of the Oscars. Yes, it was for that obvious reason. Never, never before in the history of the Oscars have so many women risked that much female frontal exposure. I mean serious exposure. It had me on the edge of my seat. I mean, we're not talking cleavage. We are talking actual frontal exposure, or very, very close to full frontal exposure. We were on the edge. Our nerves were racked waiting for the dress breaches. And believe me, our nerves were so wrecked, it was bound to happen, and it did. Oh well, that got me thinking about the Oscars in a big way. And I was trying to, you know, think about it in context. Why are they such a big deal? I mean, the Oscars. Why are the Oscars such a big deal? Here you have an incredibly important industry that's made up of thousands of people doing jobs from writing to acting to producing, directing, special effects, costumes, scoring music, you name it, composing, hairstyling, even food catering, set design, art direction, camera work, cinematography. It runs the gamut, takes a team, and is a gazillion-dollar industry. These people get huge celebrity status recognition. They are godlike. Need I go on? And then they show up once a year to give us the ultimate in entertainment. That show where, as a community of Academy members, they decide who the very best is among them, who they like the best, what movies were the best movies for that year, who was the best costume designer, who was the best director, etc., etc. Indeed, so important. And then I thought, look how easily that glitz bubble can be burst by human beings, actually being human beings. And it leads me to this thought. Next year, the Academy should move aside for perhaps one or two other types of important acknowledgements. For example, the American Bar Association, the one that governs lawyers in America. They should entertain with a whopping summary of all the year's court cases, and we should choose best case, best lawsuit, best secretary, best law partner, best new lawyer, best articled clerk, and the list goes on. And then we should have one for the medical profession. How about that? And think of this. We can get Stella McCartney, South Africa's own Mark Bauer, and even Versace, Lauren, Armani, even the dead ones, to design the white coats and design the scrubs to be worn on the red carpet. Imagine that. This could be quite something. All I am saying, South Africa, America, world, if you had your 2 cents on the who, what, how, and whens and whys of these Oscars, then give it up. Focus on more important things like real life. Let's look for ways to honor the real, those things that were not just in a movie, no pun intended, the R-E-A-L, not the R-E-E-L. Let's honor the real, the million get to shine, the 999,000 out of a million get to shine, instead of the one out of a million. It's time to change the world.
Yes, Melanie, and I get the feeling you're changing the world one person at a time. But I like that idea of lawyers' Oscars. You can imagine categories like best objection, best delaying tactics, best sidebar, longest press statement that says nothing, most ambitious defense argument. And in the medical profession, what about best suturist or most painless injections? But anyway, going back to the first part of Melanie's Philadelphia report, here's a song by Rodney Carrington, and this was suggested by Melanie, so I take no responsibility whatsoever. Here's Rodney Carrington with Show Them to Me.
Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. Too much hate and killing going on. When I see the bare chest of a woman, you know my worries, my problems, they're gone.